With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The National Prayer Breakfast this morning at the nation's capital. Co-host Senator Roger Marshall offered opening remarks.
Regardless of our backgrounds, our roles, or our viewpoints, we come together with a shared desire to seek wisdom, guidance, and perspectives beyond ourselves. That is the heart of why this gathering matters.
Senator Marshall hosting this year's event along with Democrat U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. President Trump says federal agents, even though they're encountering violent demonstrators in many cases, but they're still engaged in immigration enforcement on behalf of the federal government and need to use what he calls a softer touch. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In response to the ongoing unrest in Minnesota and cooperation from state and local officials, the administration is drawing down the number of ICE and Border Patrol officers. President Trump told NBC News that he ordered the removal of 700 federal agents from the state. Asked about lessons learned from Minnesota, the president said he learned that we can use a little bit of a softer touch. But, he added, you still have to be tough. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats have created too short of a window to really debate the issue of Homeland Security funding.
The two-week funding bill is way too short in the first place. I mean, they don't know what they want. All they know is they want to fight Trump. And that to me is a really bad motivation, and it's going to get them to make some bad decisions, which I think they're doing.
The deadline to pass long-term funding for the Department of Homeland Security is a week from tomorrow. As for Senator Thune, he was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. and Russia have agreed to reestablish high-level military-to-military dialogue for the first time in more than 4 years, and the last remaining nuclear arms pact between Russia and the U.S. expired today. This is SRN News. Big change at the Department of Health and Human Services. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says faith-based addiction recovery programs will now be able to get federal grants. Of drug addiction, Kennedy says, quote, it's a physical disease, it's a mental disease, it's an emotional disease, but above all, it's a spiritual disease, and faith-based organizations play a critical role. Christian homeless shelters often provide addiction recovery services, and they too will be able to seek federal funding. Michael Harrington reporting.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has announced two more arrests following an anti-government protest at a Minnesota church last month. That brings the number of people arrested to 9. In a social media post, Bondi named the latest two arrestees as Ian Austin and Jerome Richardson. A grand jury in Minnesota has indicted all 9 on federal civil rights charges of conspiracy for interfering with a church worship service. This is SRN News. Fulton County, Georgia has filed a federal court motion looking to retrieve documents from the 2020 election where it's been alleged that there was voter fraud.
The FBI seized the documents last week from a warehouse near Atlanta. The motion also requests the unsealing of a law enforcement agent's sworn statement. That statement was presented to the judge who approved the search warrant. The motion isn't being released because the case is under seal. The search took place January 28th at Fulton County's main election facility. President Trump stands by his contention that the balloting in Georgia in 2020 was rigged. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wildfires are growing larger, lasting longer, and happening more often as the climate changes. But the toll from their toxic smoke, especially from long-term exposure, remains poorly understood. A new study out says many people are dying as a result. This is SRN News.